I said, my daughter have a complaint, and every here that one of these girls thought enough to put their hands on her, I said, they're going to have to see me.
Hey, what's that old school word? Hey, boy, motherfucker finna be a dish rag around this bitch.
So you going to put hands? You going to put hands?
I sure will. I'm saying hands. You told my daughter, I need you to defend yourself right now because I'm going to go upside your damn head. Hey, I will not play.
Hey, Nori, nigga say, boy, nigga, I dish rag your ass right now, boy. Old school.
That's old
nigga.
School right
boy,
now.
Nigga, dish rag your ass. Head. Mop your ass up. Mop your ass up, nigga. Mop the floor with your ass, nigga. Shit, real though.
Drunk ass shit.
You drunk son of a bitch.
So, that being said, yeah. if you was dating somebody, right?
Right.
And you loved this person, you wanted to move forward this person, but every time your kids came around, the way this person talked, would you check this person or would it have to go to where the dad don't check it, so the kid go back and tell the mom. So then when the mom try to check it, it make it seem like she don't like the chick because you moved on with this chick or whatever. You know
no,
how you have
fuck that.
You know how you have
you gotta like my kids.
No, but I'm saying you know how you have where guys go into these relationships, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when the kid go to their dad house for the weekend, damn nigga, I'm talking.
Oh my bad, dog.
We hear that all in the mic.
They trying to hey, be all bad. Sneaky my with bad. It and open up yeah, the
hey man, he cracked hey. Good as fuck, cuz. Hey my nigga, he cracked good as fuck, cuz. Hey. Hey, these peanut butter crackers good as fuck, cool, for real though.
He trying to sneak open them right in front of
me. I know. My bad, man. Hey, man.
At least put it down, way down low.
Hey, man. Hey, yeah. Cub. Hey, Cub. My bad.
We can see you.
My bad, Cub. I'm going to be quiet.
Yeah.
You was not invisible.
You know a nigga fucked up in the studio, Cub, with these peanut butter crackers right hey. Now, Cub.
Hey, how you sneaking and opening crackers in front of the mic?
I know.
Man, hey.
Oh, my God.
Hey. Let me see how far y'all go back. Hey, hey, deep peanut butter cracker right now would go good as fuck with some jungle juice right now, my nigga. Y'all know what, nigga? Hey, this shit go good as fuck right now with some old jungle juice, nigga. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, right about now with this right here. Hey, it's going to be good with some jungle juice. Anybody can ride down to Miami and give me some jungle juice real quick. Listen, jungle juice.
Hey, they don't know about getting out of school and going and getting that bacon patty with the cocoa bread and the
jungle. Oh nigga.
Or the we cola.
Nigga, that was a real shit back in the days. Back in them days.
Hey, every day. Nigga. Hey, fuck lunch money. Give me $1.30.
That's
so
it.
So I can hit the Jamaican bakery.
Oh, man.
They used to have
tossing
sandwiches.
Oh, you going way back. You going way back. Oh, y'all going way back. Sausage sandwich.
Hey, even the ice cream truck sold sausage sandwich.
What? Hey. Oh, my God.
Those Garcia.
Man, let's go back. Hey, let's go back.
And it wasn't a sausage sandwich. It was a sausage sandwich.
Oh yes. My God. Hey.
They had to cut up onions.
Or the hot sausage. Or the hot sausage.
Man.
Or the hot sausage and pickle eggs.
Hey, listen. Listen, shit was good back then.
Man.
I know.
Nigga, do y'all listen. What? Man, listen. Have y'all seen lemon lime laters out there?
No.
I haven't seen them motherfuckers in so long.
I just
long.
Found some pineapple.
Wow.
Oh, now that's the shit, too.
I just found some pineapple.
Nigga.
Tropical punch.
Oh, yeah.
That tropical
yeah.
punch.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh.
Nigga,
oh.
Man. Punch?
Hey, that shit made you have friends in school. You bring a pack of annihilators? What? You got so many friends. Hey, nigga, let me get an annihilator.
Hey, let me get a line later.
Yeah, line later.
Yeah. Let me get a line later.
Line later. You sneak it in the classroom. You
trying
to eat.
Nigga can't even pronounce the shit. Line later.
Hey, Clarita, you going to the candy lady house? Mm-hmm. Remember the candy lady house? Everybody had a candy lady.
Come on, candy lady. Frozen cup. Come on, frozen cup.
The frozen cup. Mm-hmm. Hey, they don't know about frozen cup. I came up here. Them niggas was like, hey, you want a flip? What the fuck is a flip?
Flip
your ass, nigga.
A flip.
Nigga like, flip your ass, nigga.
Hey, yeah. Hey, so
nigga,
when they brought it,
frozen cup,
when they brought it, I was like, nigga, this is a frozen cup. This ain't no
my
flip.
Thing is, how the fuck you come up with flip?
Hey, you asked me if I want to flip. I'm thinking about them cats that got the old mattress and be flipping, flipping on the old mattress.
My thing is, how you come up with flip? You pour the shit in the cup. You freeze it. It's a frozen cup. Hey, God damn it.
And we made frozen cups out of everything.
Oh, yeah.
Kool-Aid. Oh, yeah. Listen, yeah. Kool-Aid shit. Was the best.
Let me tell you, you get you hey, two man, packs of Kool-Aid and some heavy sugar.
Kool-Aid. Mm-hmm.
Well, nigga, you got a business. Hey, you got a franchise. Hey, a frozen cup franchise.
Y'all know back in the day, we couldn't afford Kool-Aid.
Frozen cup franchise.
Hey, the Kool-Aid was too expensive, so y'all used to get the Flavor Aid. You know the Flavor Aid that had all the packs in one pack?
That's the bootleg Kool-Aid.
Tony, you so damn dumb.
That frozen cup franchise. That nigga got nothing but frozen cups in the shop. You walk in there, you say, nigga, you could have did this in your garage and save you some money on some overhead, motherfucker. Frozen cup franchise. Woo, man, let me tell you, boy, them was the good old days, man. Man, you ain't had no problems, man, because you know your parents took care of everything.
Wow.
Fucking lazy ass kids, man. Fuck, boy, I tell you. These kids are motherfuckers these days.
They are. When I look back, everything that we did as kids, listen, we was washing clothes, doing my mama laundry, my dad laundry. Listen, we were cooking. Oh, we were cleaning. We had chores. Yeah. Yeah. These kids, the dog.
Hey, let me ask y'all this. Who fought is that?
Oh, what you mean? Who fought is what?
Why these damn kids lazy? The parents fought, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Because we do everything for them. We cater to them. Let me cater to you.
I hear parents all the time complaining. Yeah, I hear.
Can I cater to you?
Baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man. Oh,
all my kids. All the kids getting catered to.
Because what we've been through. You know, man. We wanted to make it a little easy for our kids.
Exactly, yeah. That's the thing. That's the thing. As parents growing up, we know we had it hard.
Yeah.
So you want to make it easy for them. Kids, yeah. But see, for kids nowadays, when you make it too easy for them, they feel like you owe them that shit. Yeah,
that's true.
I'm serious, man. They feel like you owe them that shit.
Entitled.
Motherfucker don't owe you nothing, because if we raise our kids the way our parents raised up, these motherfuckers be mad as fuck right
they
now.
Oh, boy.
They'd be mad as fuck. But they still mad about bullshit right now. What the fuck you mad about? You got nice shoes, nice clothes, a roof over your head, a motherfucking car you can drive, and you still mad about what? Sit your ass down. Sit your ass down.
Hey, where your kids at right now on a Saturday morning? Probably sitting down watching TVs in the air conditioning.
Shit.
On Saturday morning, I ass got pushed outside.
Yeah.
And the door got locked.
Man.
And then you may come in at 1 or 2, eat some lunch, and then you back outside.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It is what? It's about 90 degrees outside right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you want something to drink, you got to turn the water hose on, but you got to let the hot water run. You got to let it run for a while so the hot water can go through.
But for our family, I'm sorry to cut you off, but our family, we used to do car parties. My mom and our family in Liberty City,
that's a southern thing now.
Liberty City. Part of the
spades parties on Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, so we had to
spades
clean up,
and dominoes.
Yep. Cooking, souse, and everything.
South pot. Oh, they don't know nothing about the South pot.
Yeah. They used to play poquito.
Conk salad.
Mm-hmm. Spades. Come on.
Dang.
Man, those were the good old days.
Let me tell you, Saturday morning, I think I was watching, what was that name? Conjunction Function was your fart.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my god.
PBS Kids.
Oh yeah. Man, look at here. That Super Friends on Saturday morning. Oh man, that was the shit back then.
All right. Let me test your Miami knowledge. What was the two channels that stuff used to come on?
I know Conjunction from ABC.
Yeah, but what was the two numbers? 33 and 39. 33.
We stayed
on
39.
Yep. TV 33 and TV 39 was two channels in Miami. Even if you ain't had cable or nothing, those two channels was the regular channels that you get.
ABC was channel 10 down there.
You talking about TBS?
That's WSVN. That's channel 7.
That was number 2. On our flow model.
Yeah. Oh, what? WSVN?
No.
Channel 7?
PBS.
Oh, PBS. Oh, yeah, yeah,
turn
yeah.
On
PBS.
Two. You turn the top knob on
PBS.
Two, and you just got to keep spinning
PBS
the
what?
Knob until it came in.
They had Sesame Street, right?
We
PBS.
We laid on our stomach and watched TV on the floor, on the ground.
Oh, man.
Come on.
Dang,
on
boy, look at
y'all
here.
Y'all age right here.
Yeah, listen. We're telling our age, boy. Look at here, boy. Listen.
Tony Black podcast. This is grown folk podcast.
Yeah, grown folk, man. We taking you back. I say we build a time machine and go back in time and shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we start a DJ.
I don't want to go back to that. Come
start
on,
DJ. Listen.
Start DJ. Hey, who gonna
take
who
over
gonna
Jam Pony Express?
Hey, who gonna stack up all those speakers?
Hey, one time we got mail on the box. Get it. Hey, one time for Caribbean Spice. Got Nori on the floor. Got Nori on the shit. What?
Nigga,
I'm drunk as fuck right now.
Yep,
y'all started that shit. Y'all was like, hey, let's start drinking, man. Hey, we start drinking before 1 o'clock in the afternoon and shit. God damn.
Boy. Hey, it's happy hour somewhere.
Happy hour somewhere, baby.
Nah, we don't.
Right
have,
now, it's happy hour in this bitch.
Listen, I do not want to go back in no time machine because, listen, for the most part, my mama was on some bullshit. You know what I mean? My mama was damn crazy shit. Yeah. I was like, oh my God. I remember one day I thought my mama was really going to kill me. Listen. My life had flashed before my eyes. My mama had warned us so many damn times, stop letting boys in the damn house. Oh. Listen, we had niggas coming out the window, coming at the back door. Every time we used to dodge that damn door, we used to have, because my mama used to always keep us in the house. She had 3 beautiful girls. You know, she worked and she did her shit. And we used to just go invite people over. Everybody wasn't a boy, but we used to have more fun with the boys.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember one day my mama had warned us. She came home and she was so mad. She's like, listen, I'm sick of this shit. I don't want nobody else in my damn house. If you bring somebody in my house, I'm going to slap the shit out of you.
In front of them.
My mama said that shit just like that. I don't know why the hell that shit did not register to none of us, because I promise you that following week, I just tried. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking, but I just said, you know what, listen, I was dating this guy at the time. I wanted to see him, and he came over. We was in the bedroom, you know, just doing our thing. I wouldn't say we was fast, because I think I was, I think I was in the 10th or 11th grade.
You was fast.
Listen, so next thing you know how you stop like that Kevin Hart and you be listening for the sound? We heard my motherfucking car pull up. I said, oh, shit, she's serious. I said, oh, my goodness.
That's
I said,
it.
Listen,
it's over.
His name was Bernard. I said, Bernard, I need you to get in the closet and I need you to be very quiet because my mama is home. So my mama comes through the door. I told my twin sister, I said, Trisha, I need you to distract mama for a second, let me get him out the door and so we can go to a normal state. And she's like, I'm not doing that. So she didn't even want to help me. I said, I remember this the next time we decide to sneak somebody in the house. So next thing you know, I said, Trisha, just when I cough, just let them run out the closet and get out the back door. So I go in the room and I lay across the bed with my mom, because my mom was laying on the bed. I was like, hey, mom, how was your day? You want something to eat? Like, and my mama, she ain't dumb. She ain't dumb. She was laying there, because my mom used to suck her thumb. She took that damn thumb out her mouth and she leaned back and she said, who you got in my house? Boy, I tell you, my heart fell into my damn stomach. And she's like, get him out my house now. Get him out my house. And I was so damn terrified because I knew that I was going to be the one that she was going to make an example out of. Oh. So he got out there. She seen him. Listen.
No.
I felt like this hallway that we had in this house that we stayed at was the longest fucking hallway ever. That night, the hallway felt like it was a fucking damn mile. Because I promise you that when my mama, when we walked that hallway and he was walking, my mama had turned myself around. She said, you are that one that I'm going to make a damn example out of. My mama leaned her damn right hand back. I promise you that was a hell of a damn lean. She came across my face and she knocked my ass on the damn wall in front of my boyfriend at the time. I fall. I dropped to the damn floor.
Nigga like, oh shit.
couldn't do shit but keep walking. You hear me? Hey, nah. He couldn't do nothing but keep damn walking. Hey. I was so embarrassed.
Nigga don't want to get slapped
night,
too.
I know. That night, that nigga
hits you like that. What you gonna do to me?
I know, right?
And no sense of both of us getting hit.
I'm serious. And then both of my sister had bust out laughing like they did that. You know what I mean? So I was hella embarrassed.
She took one for the team, boy. You took one for the team for real.
Let me tell you something. That next day, only thing my boyfriend Bernard could ask me was, I okay? You hear me?
That nigga didn't hold you or console you. You all right?
Hey, you all right?
You okay? Oh, damn. You all right?
Yeah. Yeah. He shouldn't have hit you like that. Yeah.
I ain't coming back.
Man, you know what? I'm finna jump on her, though. I'm finna jump on her for real, though.
Oh,
you know,
God.
But she your mama, though. She your mama.
Man,
she anybody else, man, I'd have jumped on her, but that's your mama, though.
Why,
you know what I'm saying?
Why she hit you like that, though?
Oh,
man,
he
shit.
He asked some kind of questions. He was just wondering if I was okay.
Starting to fire her ass. Pop!
I'm telling you.
I told your
listen,
ass. I told your motherfucking
listen.
Ass.
Listen.
You,
can't fuck
you got
with
a
me.
Bruise? You got a bruise?
You okay?
Oh, my
you okay? You all right? You got a headache?
Hey, get out behind his wood.
Hey, you know that's the first thing you just do when you get a beating back in the day. Go to the bathroom and try to count the bruises.
Oh, yeah.
Be looking around.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, if my friends ask, what I'm going to say happened right here. Let me tell you, I was climbing the mango tree.
You light.
I was climbing the mango tree, and as
that
I
shit
fell,
won't show on me.
Hey, as I fell, every branch hit me on the way down.
You remember that? Shit, now these kids, boy. These kids, they, yeah, my mama hit me. Yeah.
Yeah,
my mama and dad, they whooped me. Yeah, go arrest them. Go arrest them, two motherfuckers.
Now they go to school and be like, how did you get that welt
hey,
right
Timmy,
there?
What happened to your arm?
Yeah, my mama.
My fucking mother, man. Fucking bitch. My mom did it. And my dad. He fucking watched, man. Fucking asshole.
Hey, that's your little Timmy white boy.
Yeah, Timmy white boy. Fucking ass. Fucking asshole.
Hey,
fucking
but
prick.
Spice, tell him to do the baby voice because I want to hear the baby voice you was
talking
ain't
about. Ain't no need to worry what tonight is going to bring. It'll be all over in the morning. Well,
think of my stomach hurting.
Well, I got a woman well over town. It's good to me. Hey.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh man, this is a good day, man. Saturday,
really
man,
is.
Doing this thing here, man. I'm telling you, boy. I'm glad y'all back, man. For real, man. Listen, we gonna have. Hey, listen. Next time we gonna have Jones. Hey, we gonna have T'Challa in here too. T'Challa.
Oh yeah, bring him in.
Yeah, we gotta bring T'Challa
bring,
in, man.
That's my
you know
T'Challa.
What I'm saying? We gonna bring T'Challa. We gonna have Spice. We gonna have Mel. We gonna have Nori.
So you
man,
said
look,
you wanna add T'Challa to the show?
We gonna put you know what? We gonna mix this thing up, man. You know, I'ma just mix it all up. You know what I'm saying? Cause we gotta have Eggy, right? We gotta have Eggy come in, you know what I'm saying, do his thing.
Did you call that order in or something? You made that sound like that?
Look at that. Look at God. Look at God. I'm good though, Nori. I'm good.
Like in the game of Medallion or something.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna see y'all on the roll with licking in your stomach.
Yeah. Let me get the rest of them crackers because you ain't going to eat them. You go ahead and eat that sandwich. You know what I'm saying? You go ahead and eat that sandwich.
This is like a damn gourmet damn sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it's nice, man. It's nice.
That is so damn thoughtful of you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nori.
Listen, you're dealing with some real niggas right here, Cole. For real though, Jit, about that like, let me get them crackers.
Yeah, but
you ain't gonna eat them crackers, man. Damn, what's wrong with you? Give me them crackers, man.
You real niggas that's trying to take my peanut butter cracker.
Yeah, let me get a peanut butter cracker, boy. Nigga, straight off the block. Hey, let me get the cracker right there, cuz. Hey, my nigga, let me get them cracker right there, cuz. For real though, Jit. Hey, Jit, let me get them crackers though, man. For real though, cool. For
real
though.
About them crackers too.
Yeah, I'm nigga, real about them crackers, man.
Can
shit.
Reach them little short
let me
off.
Tell you, one thing, like I say, it for real though, to set these crackers off, it'd be some jungle juice. You can go, could you run to Miami and get me some jungle juice? You know, they would, you know, with MacArthur Dairy.
You remember the
MacArthur Dairy. I'm throwing it way back. Well, I'm going back to 1975 on your ass. MacArthur Dairy. Oh, boy. Yeah. You say that shit now, people, huh? Who? MacArthur? Who's MacArthur?
Oh,
man, that was the shit back then, boy. Look at here.
You remember the corn corner stores, that the drive-through corner stores, they got the bars on the window.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Man. Shit, Candy Lady had bars on her window. You know, one of them little motherfuckers robbing her and shit. Hey, she serve you shit through the bars and shit. Here you go, motherfucker. Get your ass from around here now. Man. Let me get my money first, then you can get your candy.
the Rib Shack too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Remember the Rib Shack over in Kansas City?
Yes, sir.
You
yes, sir.
Go up to the window. They had bars. You went up to the window and ordered through the
You bar. Don't know who cooking back there and shit, nigga. That wiped their ass.
But it was good. Hey, let me get a rib sandwich and a cup of sauce.
Yeah. Hey, what you want, man? Cause you, hey, you fuck around with that shit right there, boy. Get your ass smoked, boy. Man, them was the good old days, boy. Shit. This generation don't have fun. You know what I mean? It's all about, man, who I'm going to fuck up tonight. And that's all that's on their mind. A motherfucker getting dressed, put on nice clothes just to go out and motherfucking start some shit. Ain't nobody having fun when they go out to the club.
Somebody get killed.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, man, look, I'm either going to murder somebody or somebody going to murder me. Either way, somebody getting murdered. Mm-mm. That's all. And that's all it's about. Hey.
I feel like more so people are just really kind of concerned about themselves. Like, social media, I see more of these bundles. You know, women more concerned about these bundles and these hairlines. Listen, I think women need to take care of their natural hair. You know what I mean? There's so many women that when you catch them in their natural, you'll see that their hair is so long and beautiful. It may be a little bit damaged and damn stiff, but at the stiff as shit because they don't have no body, no movement, no nothing.
Fucking Brillo pad head motherfucker.
Hey, they don't even
what
know
is
that.
That?
Hey,
what
is
that?
No Brillo pads is, man.
Hey, look, hey, man, you touch your motherfucking head. What is that? Brillo?
Oh my Jesus.
We got to stop. Right now. Get serious right now.
I remember the first time I went to somebody's house and seen them cleaning the pot with a Brillo pad.
Yeah.
I was like, man, you ain't supposed to clean the pot with that. That's what we stuff in the holes to keep the rats from coming in.
Oh my God, man. Boy.
Hey, you knew who had rats in the hood when you went in their house and seen Brillo pads stuffed in the walls.
Shit. Fucking rat droppings everywhere and shit. Oh, man.
Yeah, mothballs everywhere.
Rats. Yeah, mothballs. Oh, y'all got rats.
Hey, nigga, that's a major problem to have. Rats? Ooh. You might as well leave the whole fucking house to the rats. Because they're going to shit all over your house, boy. You fucking have rat droppings everywhere. You cooking their rat droppings in this
the
shit.
Cereal and shit. What? In the flour. Oh, in the
man. Man, your ass be anorexic fucking with rats because you can't cook shit. These motherfuckers, man.
And rats so disrespectful, they just fucking shit all over the house and have babies. How you have more? Hey, you the rat granddaddy because them rats don't have you so many grandkids.
Oh, God.
Man, let me tell you, that's a fucked up problem to have. Rats.
You'll see them in the corner of the drawer. What? Droppings.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Hey, listen, I went to my homeboy house one day, and his mama. But his mama said, you know, give Melvin the drawer so he can take his stuff out that bag or whatever. Man, that joker pulled that drawer out. Man, there's about six little pink rats. You know when the rats born, they ain't got no skin or nothing.
Right. Oh.
In the corner. Hey, I called my mama. Come pick me up. Come pick me up. You know, back then, you know, it was only landline. We ain't have cell phones.
Yeah.
So you got to spin them numbers.
Woo. Boy, them were the days, yeah, boy.
My mama came. His mama was like, what's the matter? What happened? I was like, man, I just don't feel good.
you didn't tell him?
No.
Oh,
you know certain houses, you like, man, I ain't sleeping over here.
I have respect for them, man. I just rather go home where I know when I move my draw back, it ain't going to be
and you're sleeping by yourself in the bed.
Yeah, man.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
Man, because you got some fresh rats out there, man. Motherfucker just post up in the bed like, wait, you know, hey,
this
who,
my shit.
You sleeping in here tonight too?
Hey,
if you don't get out my bed.
Hey, hey, and then they walk across you talking about, I want the side by the wall. I'm going to sleep on the side by the wall.
That nigga done got a side on your bed. I got this side tonight,
hey,
dog.
Hey, hey, excuse me, but I'm finna just walk across you and get to that side by the bed.
That nigga don't even ask you, hey, what side you on. This nigga pick a side and shit. I got this side over here, dog.
Yeah, I got the side by the bed.
Yeah, man, hey, this me over here, pal.
Hey, and if you don't mind, let's sleep head to toe, man. Just,
let's sleep back to back. Oh, man. But then were the days, man. I remember me and my brother used to be in the bed together, man, sleeping back to back, man. Be like, oh, what the fuck, man. That's the struggle there, boy. Me and my brother had to sleep back to back. Hey, man, don't turn around, nigga, shit. Don't we want you fucking head. Poking me in the back. Talking about, oh, I got to pee. Nigga, you should get your ass out of the bed. Man, that was the struggle, boy. That was the struggle, man. Shit. Boy.
Walking to school every morning.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we had to back in the day when everybody could walk to school.
I'm telling you, you would see crowds of kids
or
walking.
Catch Metro or the Metro Rail. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I think my mom drove a, what kind of car she had? It was a old, I think it was a, like a Gran Torino, but it was beat up, right? So my mom had to drop us off to school one day. My brother was screaming, stop the car! I don't want nobody to see me in this car! He didn't want nobody to see him in the car. He said, stop!
Oh,
this nigga squatted all the way down in the seat. This nigga just... That nigga melted down in the seat. I told you not to pull up here. Now everybody gonna know this ugly ass car we drive. Cause my brother be straight up about shit. Man, this car so ugly, man. Drop us down, drop us off down the street. We can walk the rest of the way. I said that's some bullshit, man.
Oh my goodness, my mama had an old car. I think it was an old Buick, a red damn Buick.
Oh man.
Oh my goodness, the driver's side door wouldn't close properly, and it wouldn't go in damn reverse.
You had to lift it up.
Oh my god, my mama pissed me off one damn day. She knew the damn car wouldn't go to. In damn reverse, so we went to the laundry mat. You know, the laundry mat in Miami be packed. Mm-hmm. It's like a damn concert at them damn laundry mat.
Oh,
so
yeah.
My mama ass in a damn parking lot. We get the clothes. We do. She's like, oh, we got to run to the store while the clothes are going. I said, Mom, how we going to get out the parking lot? She said, yeah, y'all finna push out. I said, what the hell?
You remember that shit?
We'll push a motherfucker. Everybody was watching us. You hear me? I was so fucking embarrassed. Oh, and my mama had this damn smirk on her damn face. Like, that shit was so... But I said, get your ass out
here. Hey, Spike, remember that shit? No. Motherfucker tell you, hey, we're going to push this shit back and we're going to go forward. A motherfucker wouldn't spend no money on getting no transmission fixed back then.
They
were like, fuck that transmission shit. That shit go one direction, we're going to fucking go that direction.
In reverse world, we gonna drive everywhere.
Hey, a nigga driving down 27th Avenue backwards. What the fuck is this nigga doing? What the fuck is he doing? He driving backwards. Nigga all through the city driving backwards. Nigga, what? Nigga, I'm driving. Nigga, I'm driving. I'm driving, though. I'm driving, though. Hey, motherfuckers on the bus stop looking at him. That's some stupid ass shit. Nigga like, I'm driving, though. I'm driving, though. Who on the bus stop?
Yeah.
Who on the bus stop?
Who catching that jitney, though?
Who catching that jitney? What about that jitney, though? That jitney. Let me get a dollar. Let me get that jitney. Let me get a dollar. Let me get that jitney. Let me get a dollar. Let me get
that jitney.
What? Whoa, my God.
Oh, my God.
Doing some good old days, though, boy.
The worst days, boy.
Man. Look at here.
Hey, y'all going to Arabian Nights Festival?
Ooh.
How we going to get there? You got a dollar?
Man.
You got a dollar?
Man, look at here. Man, look.
You want a sandwich?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you, though. Appreciate it.
Eat the sandwich.
Eat the sandwich, man. I want to make a sandwich, huh? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Boy, y'all just had a Goombe Festival, right?
Goombe, Goombe. Everybody, Goombe. It's Goombe time. Man, look at here, boy. Man, you go back, man. Yeah, see, people don't understand. You people don't understand.
And we got that culture in Miami. That's yeah, that, it's that culture, man.
People like, man, them motherfuckers just like to have fun. They ain't serious they about do, shit. Man. Damn right.
And
shit.
We loud.
Damn right.
We opinionated.
Yes.
You know, we are who we are. Mm-mm.
Oh yeah, man. Shit, I love. Hey, boy. I moving out of Miami, man. I used to miss Miami so much that I would when I first moved, I would go back like every other weekend.
Yeah,
just to go to the flea market on 79th Street, USA. Because I had a little barber in there that used to cut my hair up. Man, now USA done shut down. You believe that? That landmark.
Oh, yeah, they did.
That landmark.
183rd too.
The 183rd, they done made that, what, one of them open, one of them storefronts and shit like
man.
That?
Yeah.
Everything done went away, man. I'm like, damn, Miami ain't Miami no more. I mean, you still got that nightlife down there,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
The culture, you know, the food and stuff like that. I mean, that's just,
and they trying to have a Super Bowl down there?
Yeah, they have tried. Oh, yeah. I mean, they changing the city. They changing the city. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's all good. I mean,
the district and
everything changes after a while.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, going driving and seeing the different artwork and how people express themselves, and even at the night, in the nighttime, it's just so live and color. You know, you feel so free. I mean, when I was in Miami just recently, I really did not want to come home. I did not
want to
come
home.
I just enjoyed myself. I miss family. Family is so important.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah. And it's nothing like being in Miami. South Beach.
Yeah, you know, I mean, other places, you know, like here, we got things to do. But in Miami, there's always
something to do. Monday nights, Tuesday nights.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's always somebody doing something.
Like Sunday, right? You know, like Sunday. Mm-hmm. Sunday, like in Sunday in Miami, for instance, you know, everybody like, man, it's time to shut down.
No.
Get ready for work, man. Shoot, you got people at Hollover Beach on Sunday. Yeah. Chilling, having a good time. Sunday was the spot after Saturday night, right? Place where you go out there Sunday and chill. People on the beach having a good time. Oh man, I miss that. Man. I miss that, boy. But one thing I never went to when I was in Miami was the Goombe Festival.
You never went to Goombe?
Never,
man.
Oh my,
never.
We gonna take your car. We gonna take your money.
No. I say, listen. I suggest this. Do they still do the Goombe?
You don't even know about the Jungle New. You ain't seen
man,
the Jungle
listen,
New live.
Listen,
and you ain't dancing party with the Jungle New.
What?
Man, look, I'm trying. I want to do that. I suggest that we all go down there.
Take a trip. They still even have the Goombe Festival.
I know they got Caliocho down there.
Listen,
they always have Caliocho. They ain't going nowhere. Mind. They ain't gonna let Caliocho go away. Man, I know, man. Hold up.
Goombe every year, Arabian Nights Festival every year, Martin Luther King Parade every year.
Oh,
you
my
know.
God, I remember Martin Luther King off of 54. Yeah.
And,
listen.
And they end at the park, and that's where you had all the DJs set up at the park battling.
Yeah, everybody dancing.
Until somebody starts shooting, then
exactly. Everybody scattered. Oh, man.
Shit, that shit always ended out with a shootout. That shit always ended out. That's when you know the shit was over. Like, hey, man, let's go ahead and shoot this shit up. Close it out. We're going to close the shit out right now, dog.
Go ahead and shoot.
Nigga, how? Man, we finna shoot this bitch up right now.
We used to live in Lower Park. We used to live in Brown Sub, right there by Lower Park.
Brown Sub.
Right there by Lower Park.
Liberty City. Overtime. The Richmond Heights. Open Locker. The Duval. Hey.
Go TB. It's your birthday. It's your birthday.
What?
TB.
What?
It's your birthday.
What? Man. Let me tell you, you could tell a person from Miami. As soon as you start playing Miami music, they start jumping like, oh, shoot. Hey, motherfucker, be in church and they hear some Miami music. I said, oh shit. Let me see you. Let me see you. Like, oh shit, wait a minute. My body moving.
You got that religion thing quick.
Oh yeah, man. Real quick, man.
Come on.
This church, or is this the Pack Jam?
Man. No. Spice, what you got, man? What you got, Spice? Man. Shoot.
I'm here, man. I'm feeling good right now.
I hear that, boy.
I gotta go get my daughter today. We're supposed to be going to the Cobb Theater, going to the little game room, because she went, listen,
right.
That my daughter,
yeah,
that girl always be trying to negotiate some crap with me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I told her, I said, listen, let's go ahead and let's go to the game room somewhere. If she want to go to even Dave and Buster, let's go have some fun. Let's go do something. So she said, okay, so once I leave here, I'm going to spend some time. One time, I'm not taking nothing off your sandwich. Leave me.
You want my.
So
meat?
Once I leave here, I'm gonna get my daughter, and we're going to actually spend some quality time together because she's getting older, and I enjoy my time with her. You took the meat off the sandwich.
You don't eat meat.
You don't eat meat no more. Mm-mm. You're a vegetarian with.
This
must have just happened.
A good meatless sandwich right here.
Hey, he eating a cheese sandwich.
you actually took the meat off.
Mm-hmm. I told you, grab it, man. Hey, but anyway, so you're taking it out today?
Yeah. And then I don't know if I'm going to go out with this gentleman because I just met him, so I'm not going to move like that. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, never know. It's all good, though. Shoot, just take out. Hey, it's always a good thing hanging out with your kids. You know, that way you build that bond. You know, that way they know who's been there the whole time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's my thing with my kids. You know what I'm saying? Even though me, their mom, you know, we went our separate ways. Mm-hmm. But they know their mom is there for them. They know dad is there for them.
Yeah.
Things like that. That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because, hey, look, you had them. It's not like they asked, hey, let me come, bring me into the world. You know, you brought them in. So my thing has always been like, you bring them here, take care of them. That's it. That's all. That's my thing.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, we have to be responsible for our kids and spend time with them. You'll be surprised at how much kids look forward to spending time with their parents and just having something fun and. My daughter even said that. She was like, Mommy, you know, I really appreciate us, you know, interacting and having something to do weekly because I always try to find something different for us to do, like to break up the monotony from the day to day, you know, Monday to Friday, especially when she's with me. Like, she even had a Starbucks card because somebody had gave her a Starbucks card. And she was like, Mommy, let me treat you to Starbucks.
Oh,
you know,
man.
I thought
that's
was
awesome.
So thoughtful. So
oh,
we
yeah.
ended up going to
oh,
Starbucks
yeah. Oh, yeah.
and enjoyed Starbucks before we had to go to Bible study. So
right.
stuff like that I just really kind of appreciate and look forward to, you know, doing weekly. We even do Barnes & Noble.
Right.
You know, Barnes & Noble is so nice. They had rebuilt Barnes & Noble over there off of Tanger. They rebuilt
On 92 over there?
Yeah, they relocated it.
Okay.
And it's really, really nice. Mm. It's more big and spacious. You have a lot more areas where you sit down at. So, yeah.
I hear that, man. Sure. I don't know what I'm doing today, man. I'm about to get into something, though, once we wrap it up today. That's
What's
it.
Her name?
What's her name?
Yeah,
I don't know. He about to get into something.
Yeah.
So, come on, getting through.
I asked about that Tekashi 6ix9ine thing because, you know, I be on social media, but not that much. So I'm trying to figure out what was his thing. You know what I mean? Because people saying he's snitching on everybody. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, pretty much.
That's what you want us to end with?
Yeah.
To talk about, to elaborate? What?
No, we already recording.
Oh, I know that.
We been recording, nigga. I just wanna.
You see, you want to end the show on that.
Oh, shoot. You trying to end it on Tekashi 6ix9ine? I ain't ending on that nigga, man.
Hey, Spice, that's the liquor talking.
Yeah.
Where you at?
Hey, nigga, been gone. Hey, I ain't been here last hour. Hey, that been the liquor talking to y'all. That wasn't me. Shit.
Well, hey, liquor, ask Tony Black. Is he gonna end on Tekashi 6ix9ine for me?
Nah, man, fuck that nigga, man. Oh, police ass nigga, man. Shit, cool. For real, though. Jit. Shit, Jit off the chain, man. Jit telling everybody.
Hey, Jit say he don't want no,
no witness protection. No witness
protection. He said he want to go back to doing music.
Who
gonna buy his music?
Hell no.
Some people still will.
Man, they gonna off that. They gonna off
Man, look at here.
He said he gonna hire 24/7 security for him and his family, but.
Listen, I'm not being your security. Hey, the risk of that is too high.
It's too great.
Somebody coming after him.
He already put his family at risk with that bullshit there, man. I'm not sure.
Man, I'm in Costa Rica somewhere under a new identity.
On the next 48, we have Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
Man, let me get a pack of Newports before I start talking right now.
305. Come on,
305. Oh, yeah.
Hey, let me get 305. Woo! Hey, let me get one 305s in the purple box.
Yeah, man.
One
let
305s
me get
in the green box.
Short.
Hey, you never said short, longs, 100s, and none of that. It was. The color of the box.
Yeah.
Let me get 305s and then the color of the
305s
box.
305s right now. Yeah.
But now Newports on the other hand. Hey, let me get them Newports 100.
Now, if you come across an old nigga walking the store, let me get a pack of Benson and Hedges.
Oh, my goodness.
That's an old nigga.
You hear me?
An old ass nigga, boy.
You are talking that truth.
An old nigga. Sugar daddy coming to your house with Benson and Hedges.
I'm going to tell you.
Benson and Hedges menthol.
When they walk in there and say, let me get some Bugles, Rolling Papers,
and
that $5 gin. In
shit. Oh, my God. You going way back. Man.
Hey. Some 2020.
Yeah, 2020. Let
and
me get
Mad
that.
Dog.
Let me get that Mad Dog 2020 and a box of them zigzags. That zigzag rolling paper real quick. Yeah. No, that's it. Nah, man. We ain't talking about that, man.
Yeah, you know, man.
Everybody.
I enjoyed this. Today, this was classic.
Oh, yeah. This was good, man.
I've laughed so hard, and I needed that laugh because, you know, my week had been so hectic.
Yeah.
I had a tough week. You know, this dude had ended up quitting on me, you know, and how he did it. He just left the site. Like, he just, like, he was like, forget this, I'm leaving. And I'm really, seriously.
Listen, you got some crazy motherfuckers out there that would quit the job that day.
I mean, he
they walk in and say, man, fuck this shit.
Hey, did you say,
on the spot.
Hey, did you say it's some habitual job quitters out there?
Hey, habitual. Hey, listen, at the factory, one time at the factory, this lady, I was working with this lady at night, right? She got so pissed off, right? So, because I guess somebody must have pissed off, said something to her crazy, right? She said, I'm leaving. Nope. I said, no, she said, no, I'm leaving right now. Nah, I'm not doing this no more. I said, no. I said, look, just do this. I had to be like, I had to negotiate this shit like a motherfucker. I say, listen, stay the night.
Stay the night,
right? Talk to the supervisor. Maybe they can have you work in a different spot or something like that, right? Man, it wasn't 2 days later that motherfucker quit. She said, fuck this shit.
What made her quit, though? Was it she didn't know that she was going to be doing what she was doing, like watching ball?
You know what happened was somebody was sexually harassing her. And I guess one night a nigga said, man, let me see that pussy from the back. And that was it. She's like, I'm not letting nobody see. You know how motherfuckers are. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers say, yo, let me see that pussy from the back. Motherfucker like, fuck this. Cause you work around people, man. They just sometimes they don't give a fuck what they say. You know what I mean? And some people just can't take it. You know what I mean? So they was like, fuck that. You ain't gonna never see this pussy from the back because I won't be working here anymore. How about that? Catch me outside. I seen that little motherfucker the other day. Catch me outside. How about that? They made that motherfucker get some money off that stupid ass shit. Catch me outside. How about that? Yeah. How about what? Hey, what are you saying, Dr. Phil? Like, what are you saying? Catch me outside. How about that?
Oh, my goodness.
Are you saying catch you outside? How about that? That's what you're saying?
You don't sound like a black Dr. Phil.
A black Dr. Phil.
Yeah, come on.
Hey, give it up for Black Philip. Are you saying, right now, to corner, you're saying, catch you outside.
Do sound like Dr. Phil.
How about that?
To
corner, you said, catch you outside? That's what you're referring to, right? You're talking to the audience members to catch you outside. How about that? That's what you're saying, right?
Shut up.
That lady, that girl was so stupid, man. And find her mom. Mom, you don't want none. You don't want none, mother. Mother, you don't want none. Mm-hmm. I'll take you up through there, mother. Goodness. Bitch. Man. Okay, man. Let's go ahead and wrap this thing up, man. Listen, it's been a beautiful Saturday with you guys. Mel, Nori, Bahamian Spice.
Listen,
we got to do this again. When the next time we doing this?
Next week
we doing this one more time, one more game, one
doing
more
next
game.
Week, are we? Because I'm going to Miami next week.
You going next week?
We got them.
Yeah. So hey, listen. If you call in sick, you know I'm gonna give a point.
Listen,
I'm gonna point the shit out your ass. You're gonna be a point guard around this motherfucker.
we'll be doing this next week.
I can tell you where to put the fingers at too.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
where to put the fingers? Hold on, wait. The show ain't ended yet. Hold on. We ain't gonna end the show. Pause that. End of the show.
Pause that.
Spice, where we gonna put the fingers?
She's talking.
So now she don't want to tell us where to put the finger.
Like, she's talking.
Put it in the stinky or the winky winky. Hey man, look. Hey boy, look. It's a beautiful Saturday. I want y'all to go out, spend time with your families and all that. All our listeners, we appreciate y'all so much, man. If you haven't done so by now, I need you to follow Mel Hines Media Times 3. You know, Bahamian Spice, Tony Black, Nori. Mm-hmm. You follow us, see what we're doing, see what we're getting into. You know what I mean? And also, on the link, click on the link and get our latest podcast. I got food in my mouth right now. I apologize. That's very unprofessional. Click on the link and check out our latest podcast.
I totally agree with that.
It's the Tony Black Podcast. Pretty soon, I think we might be changing the name.
Uncensored Mike, guys.
And talking bars. So y'all check us out. We got some very good topics that we talk about on our podcast, Uncensored Mics, and the Tony Black Podcast and Dropping Bars. So make sure y'all check us out. And all on all our social medias. Hey, this has been a great day, man. Until next time.
Next time, baby.
People, love, laugh, and share this shit. Bye.
That's what's up. I appreciate that. Come on, man. That's love.